This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John, NFL free agency. Full swing this week. Can we make some sense of where the Lions are? People saw over the weekend Marcus Davenport is back. It's a one-year deal. It's incentive-laden. It's not very expensive. Za'Darius Smith gets released. The only way this makes sense is if there's a bigger edge move still coming, right?
Yes. And it needs to be a move in the draft. It needs to be a move in free agency. And it's not going to be Myles Garrett. It's not going to be Max Crosby. There are other options that we've talked about. Guys that are free, that have been released from their team or their contract has expired. And those guys are available. You also have the opportunity to trade for a Trey Hendrickson, which I think is, okay, that would be nice. It would be fun. I think that's the least likely of all the options. Even before Max signed his contract, and he was the highest non-quarterback for about, 3 days? Yep. And then Myles Garrett topped that one. Neither of those guys, I thought they were both going to be options, could have been options, better options, other than Trey Hendrickson. What they've said it would take to get him is a late second, early third. All right, that sounds great. That's not what keeps him. That's not what makes him happy. He has said, I want to be traded, not because he doesn't like it in Cincinnati, because he wants a long-term contract. What do they have going on in Cincinnati?
They're paying Chase and Higgins apparently this offseason. So,
and Burrow.
And they already have Burrow, yeah.
So they don't have the money to keep him. They don't have the money to extend him. They would love to keep him. He'd think he would like to stay there. It's just not going to be in the cards. It would be the same thing here.
So Hendrickson made so much sense. We talked about it on Friday because, one, as productive as anybody in football the last 2 years, led the league in sacks. Familiarity with Dan Campbell from their days in New Orleans. A true compliment to Hutch, a game wrecker. You're right, though. There'd have to be an extension. Mm-hmm. If it's a short extension, can you squeeze it in? If it's a 4 or 5 year, no, you're not going to be able to squeeze it in.
So what does a 3 year extension look like?
Right. Okay. You're asking, it's north of 30 probably, right?
Yeah. I would think it's probably not Max Crosby money. Maybe right. It is.
And an Aiden extension wouldn't kick in for at least 2 more seasons, assuming they get one done this offseason.
Right.
It would be tight. So if it's not Hendrickson, is it Mac? Is it Bosa? It can't be Davenport, right?
I don't see a world where Davenport is on the roster when this season starts. I know he signed a one-year deal, and of course he's going to say, yes, I love it here in Detroit. They pay me for not playing. Who wouldn't love that? I'm not going to put it on him that he can't stay healthy. Like, some guys just are injury prone. However their body is built and constructed, or what they do, how they play, like, that is part of what Marcus Davenport is. I don't know him. I'm sure he's a great guy. I don't know, nor do I really care at this point. All I know is I don't think he is going to be a major contributor in helping them win a division, win playoff games, win a Super Bowl.
If he's their fourth edge, all right, I get it. They want to see it through. It's cheap. Roll him back in, part of the depth. If they're bringing, last year he was the starter opposite Aiden Hutchinson week one. Marcus Davenport has 3 sacks over the last 3 seasons. And if your point is he hasn't played enough games,
that's the problem.
That's a problem. Exactly.
So when I saw the signing of Marcus Davenport, I thought, okay, how does this work? Can they keep him healthy if they have a 3-man rotation? Because Za'Darius Smith isn't young, but he's been durable. So you have Marcus Davenport, you have Za'Darius Smith, you have Josh Pascal, who has had injury issues as well. So you have a 3-man rotation, and can you get 16 or 17 games out of all three guys and maximize what they bring to the table? And then hours later, I find out, well, Za'Darius Smith's not going to be a part of that equation. So it bumps up Davenport. You still have Pascal, but I don't, with Za'Darius Smith in the mix, I thought it's something that they could manage.
Yeah.
Now without him, I'm not sure where Brad Holmes is going with the defensive front.
We want to see that the pieces
fit,
and you have to navigate within the salary cap, but Lions had a bunch of space for this offseason.
Still do.
They brought back Derek Barnes. We don't know if they're going to bring back Carlton Davis. Can you question, would you rather have Davis, Barnes? I know it's not one-to-one, but if you're going to...
Given the option of either of those guys, because correct me if I'm wrong, they have a couple of good starting linebackers.
Yeah.
Carlton Davis was CB1 last year. I think he's still really good. And yeah, I would rather have Carlton Davis versus Derek Barnes.
Again, not one-to-one, but these are the type of decisions they have to make where they might not be able to keep both. Dave Burkett reported, speculated, I don't know, Dave's plugged in. He was writing about the fact that Carlton Davis might be too pricey to bring back for Brad Holmes.
And Carlton Davis has voiced it as well. Like I think he felt like the last time he entered a contract negotiation, he left money on the table. Mm. Stayed in Tampa, was eventually traded to Detroit, and now that he's looking for that third deal, is not willing to take anything less than the maximum amount that he can draw.
Are you guys at all concerned as we get into free agency, how this lines up? Because it does feel like they are falling in love with their own here. Derek Barnes will be back. I bet you Levi Onwuzurike gets a compelling offer from the Lions, and maybe he's back, and maybe it's at the expense of upgrading that edge spot. Maybe it's at the expense of your number one corner in Carlton Davis. Are we allowed to express concerns with Brad, or is this keep calm and let him cook?
No, well, so there's got to be a little bit of both, right? And it's the unknown that everybody gets unsettled with. It's the unknown of who's going to be on that defensive front. How are they going to continue to water the garden offensively? Because you have guys that are aged on that offensive line. Not Penei Sewell, but everybody else in there has a measure of age on their careers and their bodies. And so how can they address the needs that we feel they need to address? And there's a whole lot of unknown in where they put their dollars and how they're going to continue to construct this team. Now, I will say this. I mentioned I have a measure of faith that Brad Holmes, through the draft, through free agency, through trades, can find a way to bolster this roster. I just don't know. Last year, I thought it was a much better roster going into the season than it was the year before. I don't know that this year I can say the same thing, that it's going to be a better roster going into this season than it was last year.
Yeah, Carlton Davis, there's some quotes from him that you alluded to. He said, I feel like last time I just kind of panicked. I was younger. My mindset was I need to go ahead and choose. At the time, I was thinking this is the offer. The more you wait, the more that number's going to go down. Yes, it can happen, but know your value. And right now, I'm playing my best football. This time, I ain't going to settle for less. Davis said that he wants to be paid like a top 10 or 15 corner. And one possible suitor could be the Jets. Familiarity with
Aaron Glenn.
Ticket Texter says, do you guys think they view Barnes as an edge player? He's a Sam. I mean, you can blitz him, but he's not an edge.
No, I would feel better having Jack Campbell come off the edge than Derek Barnes.
You guys spent a month talking Myles Garrett and Max Crosby. No one wants to admit Holmes doesn't do splash free agents. He'll pair guys, find a discount, and move on.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we talked a lot about Myles Garrett because he demanded a trade.
Hello.
I think we also said we believe that he is going to stay in Cleveland, and that's ended up what happened.
Is there truth to this texter who says this is just what fans do now? We talk ourselves into this move that doesn't happen, and then we get mad at the team because they didn't make the move that we put in our head.
Yeah, because it's the
Greg
unknown.
Is saying ding.
Yeah, it's the unknown. No one likes the uncertainty, the unknown. Who is going to be opposite Aiden Hutchinson? We have no idea who that's going to be. Do I believe it's Marcus Davenport? No. Do I think it's Josh Pascal? No. I think it will be somebody else in free agency or in the draft.
Again, I think a little bit of that is collectively three of the teams in this town have been so patient and relied on their draft, and they don't want to block people. The bull move has not happened. And I think people are collectively putting all three together and are frustrated. I am a little bit. At some point, you got to take a chance. I mean, the Lions are the team positioned to take a chance here. But getting Crosby or Garrett was never really on the table. I think people thought Crosby probably not. But yeah. Garrett, when he said what he said, money talks, doesn't it?
It sure does. The Lions, free agency this week, the expectation, Carlton Davis, they're not pursuing aggressively. Za'Darius Smith has been released. Marcus Davenport's back. Derek Barnes is back. Where are you at?
And I trust me, I like Derek Barnes. I think he's a really good football player. I think there's a bit of an overpay there. And the concern that I have is one that Dan Campbell has addressed in the past. We got to be careful not to fall in love with our own guys. You know, quote, end quote. I don't know if it's an exact word for word, but that's what he has said before. And I just caution them, and I caution our listeners that, yeah, I think Derek Barnes is a really good player. If you're not able to keep Carlton Davis, I think his impact on this roster on games is greater than Derek Barnes has been or will be.
And it's why Davis will get paid more than Barnes, right?
Correct, yeah. And that's why Carlton Davis might not be in Detroit,
yeah,
and Derek Barnes is.
How are you going to feel? I think the ultimate example of falling in love with our own would be if Levi Onwuzurike is brought back. Johnny can play a little bit of the edge. We know Brad loves him, and we heard the coaching staff rave about him.
Okay, yes. We heard them rave about him because he was finally healthy during training camp. And when we talked to Taylor Decker, he mentioned that Levi Onwuzurike was having a really good camp. When we talked to the defensive line coach, when we talked to Dan Campbell, Levi's name kept coming up, but his name wasn't coming up when it mattered the most, and that was Dan Miller calling the games. How many times did he say Levi Onwuzurike made an impactful play? That's when his name needs to be coming up. And yeah, they mentioned he could play edge, he could play inside, he could play against the run, he could put pressure on it against versus the pass. I just didn't see that impact last year.
It's 97.1.